Well, I think we played hard. You know, we played. We tried to play physical. We tried to play fast. But the biggest thing, we really didn't play very smart. You know, we gave up some opportunities. We had some silly penalties. We made a couple of manuals, stuff like that, that cost us. I mean, that's the bottom line. You know, this game comes down to about six plays. And if those six plays fall in the direction you want, you get a chance to win. And if they don't, well, you give up big plays, and that's what happened with us.
What was your initial impression of the team when you took them over? Like the talent on hand and all that?
Well, I thought it was a talented group. I really did. I thought there were some young guys that you know, we could develop and bring along and become part of you know, what we're going to try and do here. You know, I thought that you know, you go back and look at it too, when people talked about who some of the top free agents coming out of this year's, you know, 2011 class. You know, people talked about Charles Johnson and you know, people talked about D'Angelo Williams. So it's not like we didn't have talented guys. I think the biggest thing is, you know, just putting it together now, and that's kind of what we're here to do, is to reestablish, you know, this football team, this organization, and build an identity and go forward.
Is it harder to get through to the vets when you're coming in and making that change and, you know, bringing in a new system and all that?
Well, yes and no. I mean, it depends on what message you're trying to get across to these guys. And this is a relatively young football team when you look at it. And so getting the message across really was just a matter of following up with what you say. I mean, you know, you got to, you know, as Jimmy Johnson used to say, you know, you got to talk the talk, you got to walk the walk. And that's what I've tried to do is be true to my word. You know, I told the guys I was going to do something, I've done it. And, you know, that's basically the message that we've gotten across, is that, you know, we're going to do things. We're going to do things the right way. We ask them to practice a certain way. We ask them to practice with an up-tempo. And we practice, you know, we ask them to be in certain places, do certain things. And that's kind of what we've demanded of these guys. And they've fallen in line and done the things that we've asked.
Ron, what did you guys do as a staff to get your quarterback ready to do what he did the other night?
Well, I think the biggest thing is it's not just necessarily the quarterback. I mean, the thing everybody's got to remember now is, sure, he's a rookie quarterback, but, you know, this is a new system. So not just him, but everybody on offense is learning a new system, a new way of doing things. And so what's really happened is it's a tribute to the whole coaching staff, you know, both sides of the ball, that, hey, we've been able to take a young football team and hopefully, you know, continue to implement what we do. I mean, you know, last week was just kind of a, you know, a show of what we're capable of if we do the things that we're supposed to do. I mean, Steve Smith had a great day, and, you know, and that's a tribute to him and his coaches, and tight ends played very well, and we did some good things with our running back. And again, my hat's off to our offensive line coach, just because of the fact that the right side of our offensive line hadn't played together yet. You know, so it was one of those things where I thought our offense came together as a group. You know, we've got a long ways to go still to get better. We can get better. We just got to keep working at it. But I think the big thing, too, when you look at what our offensive coaches have done is really taken what they've installed, you know, during the training camp period, and now it's pared it down and trimmed it down to how we want to attack our opponent.
How good can Newton be as a rookie coach?
Wow, I mean, I think now he's not going to sneak up on anybody, that's for sure. So I think it's going to be tough. I really do. I think he'll be very, very good. I love his poise, his character. I think he handles situations very well. And I've said this, as he gets better, we'll get better. But as we get better, he'll get better. So it's not just about him. It's about how we develop as a team and as an offense and then each individual.
What part of his game surprised you the most when you saw him on the field?
You know, honestly, I mean, you saw the talent, you saw the physical attributes, you saw the ability, skill-wise. I think it's really just having as much as what he's learned. I mean, he's learned an awful lot in five and a half, six weeks, and that's probably the biggest thing, is that he's learned so much so fast. I mean, but it's a tribute to him, because, you know, he sets a high standard for himself, he demands a lot of himself, and he puts a lot of work into where he has gotten today. And I think the big thing is he's just got to continue to work that way. And we have to manage everybody's expectations, including his own. I mean, he expected himself to play well. He really, if you asked him, are you surprised by your play? He's probably going to say, no, I worked at it. I worked very hard. He might not say it, but I'll say it for him. And that's what he's done.
Ron, have you ever been around a loss that was looked at so positively in the NFL?
No, I haven't. And that's one thing that's been kind of hard to take, is that, you know, people congratulate you and you're sitting there going, we lost the game. But probably one of the nicest things that had happened to me was the other day I was at Starbucks and one lady came up to me afterwards and she said, congratulations. And I said, yeah, we lost. She goes, no, you guys played hard. That meant a lot to me. It really did, because that's the one thing we've been trying to instill in our players, is that we play hard. And to have somebody kind of put it in perspective for me, you know, then it made sense to me that people were congratulating us. But for the most part, though, it's strange to have people say, hey, great job. And you sit there and go, yeah, we lost the game, though. You know, we there were six plays that I talked about earlier that I point to that say, hey, you know, those six plays cost us. You know, we had three penalties that took us out of field goal range. We had two blown coverages that led to touchdowns, and we had an opportunity to tackle on a punt return, and we didn't. So, you know, those six plays kind of defined the game to me in my perspective and the way I looked at it.
I guess, how do you get those six plays to go your way so you're on the opposite side of the ledger?
Well, you play a little bit more disciplined. You know the snap count, so you don't jump off sides or get an illegal procedure call. You know your assignment. You don't make the mental mistakes and allow a big play to happen. And you tackle better. I mean, those things are all correctable things. Those are things that we're working to get corrected, and we will get them corrected.
Ron, last weekend was a record-setting weekend for passing in the NFL. Do you think the lockout contributed to that and the shorter and the lack of off-season, or is there maybe some other reason?
Well, I mean, I could say yes and I could say no to both sides of that question. Yes, because, you know, the defenses weren't ready and in shape like they normally are when you have all that time to prepare. No, because the offense didn't have as much time to prepare. I think also it speaks to the direction the league is heading, and it's becoming a passing league. I think that's probably the biggest thing, more so than anything else, is that, you know, the way it's developing, you know, people are looking for the franchise quarterbacks. I mean, we're in a division where we've got, you know, what I believe are four franchise quarterbacks. You know, you look at what the division Green Bay's in with Chicago and Detroit, you know, and Minnesota, all trying to, you know, have franchise quarterbacks. And right now Green Bay's got one of the best.
You think those matchups that coaches look for just no longer happen in the line of scrimmage, tackles versus a D tackle to open up a running lane? It's now more tight ends v. linebackers and receivers against nickelbacks?
Well, I think it's a combination of both. I mean, I still think you're looking for the matchups. Well, I know from a defensive perspective, you're looking for those matchups so you can rush the passer. You know, or we want to put our best rusher against you, who you may feel is their weakest pass protector. You may want to find out how they protect and attack that. I think those matchups are just as important as tight end versus linebacker and wide receivers versus corners and backs versus safeties. I think those are all important matchups now. I mean, today it has truly become a chess game. I mean, they make a move, we got to counter with a move. And this team, again, the Packers pose one of those problems for you, not just offense and defense, but now special teams with what they've done with Randall Cobb back there.
I know it's 1-16, but is this a bigger game because it's against the champions, just as like a measuring stick sort of deal, or not?
I wouldn't say, you know, they're all big games. They really are. Does this one have a little bit more flair to it? Absolutely, because they are the world champions. I mean, you know, we know exactly who's coming in, and we're talking about the best team in the NFL right now. You know, I think New England made a great, strong case for them being the best team, but right now the defending champs are the Green Bay Packers. So does it make it any more important? No, but does it, you know, kind of bring a marquee to it? Yes, it does.
You mentioned earlier that, you know, you've re-signed a lot of your own guys. How much has that helped trying to start fast here?
Well, I think it helps as far as the continuity goes. You know, that there's a lot of familiar faces. You know, we try to keep the guys that we believe are going to make the biggest impact on our football team, and that's kind of what we've done. You know, the hardest thing, though, is that, you know, we just haven't had a lot of reps together. You know, and as I said, I mean, our offensive line for the first time, all five guys played together for the first time, was opening weekend against the Cardinals. So, you know, we've got a ways to go in terms of developing that kind of chemistry. As far as the offense is concerned, defensively, you look at what we started. We started a second-year player, two rookies, and a fifth-year player on our defensive line. It's a young group of guys that are going to have to mature very fast. And you know, in spite of the fact that all we had was a training camp, you know, it's no excuse because everybody else in the league is the same situation.
Coach, you were a top candidate for a lot of head jobs, and now you've been married up with Cam Newton, first overall pick. It looks like he's pretty talented. Was it worth the wait?
It most certainly has been worth the wait. I mean, I feel very fortunate and blessed to have this opportunity. And the reason, you know, I think it came about is it was all about the timing and the fit. You know, I think the timing of us, you know, was probably one of the few times in my coaching career that I wasn't in the playoffs. And the fit is being they were looking for a defensive-minded coach, head coach. So the opportunity was perfect. You know, it's exciting to be quote-unquote married to a young rising football player who's got a lot of talent, a lot of ability, but more so it's exciting to be married to a young football team. As I said, I think our average age is like 24 and a half years old, so we've got a lot of young football players in some of our core positions, and we've just got to continue to develop these guys and make sure we're headed in the right direction as a football team.
Is there more pressure for a first-year head coach in today's NFL, maybe, say, compared to 10, 15 years ago, looking back at it? Just how it's such a win-now league and, you know, fortunes can change at a snap of the finger.
It most certainly can. You know, this is one of the teams that kind of contributed to that win-now attitude. It was both Carolina and Jacksonville. They came into the league as new franchises in the second year. They were both in the AFC and NFC championship game. So I think when you look at the situation circumstances, yeah, it has changed, and it does put a lot of pressure, just like it does on a lot of these young draft picks. I mean, back in the 84 when I got drafted, there was no real hurry to put draft picks on the football field. You know, if you were a first-rounder, unless you were probably the top five, the expectations weren't as great. You know, today, if you're a top five, you should be starting, or at least that's where a lot of people look at it. If you're a second rounder, people think you should be starting. A third round, you should be starting. So the pressure really has been applied, I think, because of the growth of the league in terms of popularity and economics.
Does the pressure on those top picks come within the team, too, considering the money that's involved in the game today and what those guys are making compared to some of the vets?
Oh, I believe so, but I also believe that, you know, I think what happened with the new CBA was perfect. I think it's going to reward these guys for getting drafted in the first couple rounds, but at the same time, it's going to reward the veterans now, and I think deservedly so, because a lot of these veterans have put it on the line for the franchises, and they've done the best they can, and I think now the franchises can reward these guys without having to worry about, you know, killing their salary cap structure. I think it's a great situation for the league and for the players.
As a defensive guy, how do you guys slow down Rodgers this week?
I tell you what, he's impressive. He had a great opportunity to watch that tape over and over and over and see the different things that he does. You know, he's got a lot of quality weapons out there too, and not just at one position. I mean, I think their wide receiving group is really one of the better ones in the league. I like their tight ends, their athletic guys that can get vertical and make plays happen. I think, you know, if you're not careful and you overlook that running game they have with Grant Starks, you know, they can get you. And I'll tell you a guy I'm impressed with is really the fullback. I think Kuhn is really a dynamic fullback that does a lot for their team. I think their offensive line has developed very, very well. But, you know, again, the guy that gets it all going, really, if you look at it, is Aaron Rodgers. And I'm telling you, he's done a terrific job for him. And, you know, he's been a lot of fun to try and study this last few days.
So how do you cope with losing your linebacker there?
Well, you know, we keep going forward. I mean, it's going to be linebacker by committee, you know, whereas we had a guy that we could just plug in and leave him there on the field all the time. You know, now we're going to go ahead and we'll start Dan Connor in our base. You know, Dan's a big, physical, athletic guy, runs very well for a big guy, and he's going to be, you know, our first second down guy. And then, you know, we have a couple of guys that we're going to go ahead and rotate through as far as our middle backer is concerned in our sub-packages as far as James Anderson's concerned and Thomas Davis. And, you know, we've got Omar Gaither in one of the backup roles as a veteran guy who's played in the league a number of years. So we feel pretty comfortable and confident in those guys. You know, again, it's going to be by committee as opposed to where you just have one guy and you plugged him in and didn't have to worry about taking him off the field.